Hi, my name is Judy, and I'm your guide through this course on student empowerment. When you complete this module, you'll understand what student empowerment means and how it relates to self-efficacy, self-advocacy, and student engagement. I'll show you that empowerment can be started in any classroom and requires very few resources to be done well. Namaste and welcome. We are so glad to have you as part of the Bluebell Spa team. Our mission is to promote the health and welfare of our clientele. And we do that by making sure we also promote the health and welfare of our staff. After all, no one wants to leave here more stressed than when they walked in, right? We're going to go over the responsibilities and expectations for massage therapists and estheticians. Then we'll take a break, maybe knock back a kombucha or chai tea, and end the day with the fun stuff, the benefits and spa perks. Let's get started. I know these symptoms are scary. It looks like he has MELAS syndrome.
MELAS? What is that?
Well, it stands for mitochondrial encephalopathy, lactic acidosis, and stroke-like episodes. It affects children who may otherwise have no other medical issues. This is something your son will be living with going forward, so we need to develop a treatment plan that works for him. Making the decision to attend college is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. Your performance on college entrance exams is instrumental in determining your college choice. This Education on the Go, SAT, ACT Prep Course Part 1, will focus on writing. We will examine each question type on both the ACT and SAT, discuss the most effective ways to read through passages and extract the most information from them, review the grammar rules that are most commonly featured on the tests, and help you structure your thoughts to write a cohesive essay. What would it be like to have your toothbrush permanently attached to your mouth? We should ask a lemur. Lemurs have two tongues in their mouths. One is a lot like ours and used for eating. The other is called the sublingua. It sits underneath the lemur's primary tongue. They use it to clean fur and debris from their teeth after cleaning themselves. Whoa! This guy should probably also floss.